Cam continued to stroll down victory lane as the Cougars are 3-0 and have outscored their opponents 200-38. Even with that difference, head coach Barry Bauer is still looking for his athletes to improve and execute on the field. Cam looks to eliminate the penalties and take every challenge week by week.
Well, I want to dictate as far as what we do off of scores, because a lot of things that we need to do, we need to get better at as far as the execution. We need to make sure that we eliminate our penalties, you know, and mistakes as far as with the schemes that we implement and things like that. I mean, we've got to make sure that we shore up some of our special team stuff, you know, as we go through this. But, you know, I think anything, you're always happy to be 3-0, you know, but one of the things that I'm most proud of with these kids is just taking it week by week. We know that we're facing a great Coon Rapids team that, you know, they're very, very physical. You know, they've got great team speed. You know, they're very well coached. These guys are going to present a very big challenge for us.
Cougars quarterback Chase Speaker was the man with the plan in week three as he rushed for 207 yards and earned 6 touchdowns. The junior also threw for 81 yards and earned another touchdown in the Cougars' 76-14 win over East Mills. Speaker could not have done it alone, as the Cougars have great blocking coverage to help him downfield.
Well, I think number one is Chase couldn't do that without the other 7 that are out there, you know, and he'll be the first one to tell you that because, you know, with his limited, you know, his running abilities last year and then all of a sudden more confidence this year, you know, with his running abilities, we always knew that he had a pretty good arm and he's a student of the game, you know, type of thing. But, you know, we just kind of keep working on his reads a little bit. We've got to keep working on just the gel of reading the defense on what's given to you, you know, et cetera. But he's done a very, very nice job of just going where the holes are. But, you know, he couldn't do that without his offensive line, his tight ends, and his other backs that really help him out. So it's been a good little addition to, you know, our offense.
Cam's defense has been reading the ball very well on the field, including Keegan Krogan, as he had 3 tackles for loss and 5.5 total tackles. They have been working cohesively as one unit, and that has helped keep opposing teams low in the scoring column.
Well, I think they've done a nice job. It's very one of the things that we try to do defensively is just make sure that we stay with our fundamentals. We understand where our fits are and also understand where our reads are and then just fly to the football. And then once we do that, then we're in good shape. And I think your kids are understanding it. Hopefully they're playing defense they're playing disciplined defense on the back end of it, you know, because you have crisscrossers. You've got, you know, people that want to rub routes and things like that. We just got to make sure that we communicate, understand different formations and what we're getting, especially the unbalanced formations, whether they're going to spread you out, you know, whether you get a little bit of a slip and go or whether you get a little bit of a, you know, combination route of some sort. We just got to make sure that we stay very disciplined, keep our eyes disciplined, you know, and just run to the football.
With a stupendous offense of Coon Rapids Bayard, the Cougars are looking to halt their gain. The Crusaders quarterback Wyatt Oswald threw for 118 yards and 2 touchdowns last week. He has averaged 114 yards per game and looks to continue that consistency in week 4. Coon Rapids Bayard will be one of the biggest challenges for Cam this year.
Well, they've got a bunch of great athletes with some great offensive and defensive linemen up front. Wyatt Oswald is a great kid, you know, and enjoy competing against him and also Cal Hayden. And they're just tremendous athletes. And also when you got Tyler Moore that leads the charge up front, they're really big up and stocky up front. I'm very, very impressed with what they do up front. You know, when you can average about 240, 250 across the board, you know, that's saying something, and they're very, very strong. And so, you know, we've just got to match them toe to toe and see what we can do. But, you know, it'll present a challenge for us. And we just hope that we can execute. You know, that's the number one thing for us. But when you got the athletes that they have on the outside with Wyatt and Cal and Colby and the younger Oswald kid, I mean, we've got our hands full. You know, we've got to make sure that, you know, we limit touches. We've got to make sure that we keep, you know, even the Parker Hayes kid, you know, in check and things like that. We've just got to make sure that we understand what formation they're in and read our keys.
The Cougars will host the Crusaders at Cam High School with a kickoff at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.